Being amongst friends is such an appealing concept. Sharing dreams, secrets, and fears with those who know you best is always great, right? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews two new novels that explore the elaborate, intricate dance of women's friendships, including a highly anticipated third book from an exciting young Irish writer who's become a real favorite at my house. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. If you loved Sally Rooney's first two books, Normal People and Conversations with Friends, you're probably dying to get your hands on her third, Beautiful World, Where Are You? Though critics have been divided on this book, I say if you're a Rooney fan, you're going to love it. It's about the friendship between Alice, a young Irish writer, and Eileen, her equally smart but less successful friend who works at a literary journal. They've been close since college, but since Alice became world famous and then had a breakdown because of it, they've kept in touch mainly by email. Long, leisurely emails in which they ruminate on everything from their current boyfriends to the travesty of single-use plastic. As Alice puts it, humanity is on the cusp of extinction, and here I am writing another email about sex and friendship. What else is there to live for? Now holed up in an empty rectory on the west coast of Ireland, Alice becomes romantically involved with a townie named Felix. The first thing she does is whisk him off to Italy, where she's going for some literary event. Meanwhile, Eileen is reconnecting with a man she's had a crush on since childhood, a slightly older neighbor boy named Simon, who is a devout Catholic and now works in the Irish Parliament. All four meet up for a weekend at Alice's rectory. Complications, conversations, meals, and sex ensue. Rooney's sex scenes in this book are more intense than ever, and that is saying a lot. A very different friendship is the subject of We Are Not Like Them by Christine Pride and Joe Piazza. Riley and Jen have been besties since girlhood, and as this novel opens, they are both realizing their dreams. Riley, an up-and-coming black newscaster, may get a shot at the lead anchor spot at her station. Jen has finally, after many tries and a loan from Riley for one last IVF procedure, gotten pregnant. But Jen's husband, Kevin, is a Philadelphia policeman, and he and his partner have just shot a 14-year-old black boy while pursuing a suspect with a completely different description. The old friend's rock-solid connection is stretched to its limit as each is swept into her role in the tragedy. Riley, as a conduit for the voice of the bereaved family and one of the most visible members of the city's black community. Jen, isolated among her husband's racist relatives and terrified by Kevin's increasingly disastrous prospects. This study of a deep friendship that crosses both race and class boundaries is unusual and very well done, as the women go from easily sharing jokes about Riley running on colored people time and Jen being a trailer trash Gwyneth Paltrow to having their connection become starkly politicized and problematic. With its timely premise, clear-cut messages, and appealing female characters, We Are Not Like Them seems bound for book club glory.
The books are Beautiful World, Where Are You? By Sally Rooney, and We Are Not Like Them by Christine Pride and Joe Piazza. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or on the WIPR app. That's also where you can find hundreds of book ideas from past episodes of The Weekly Reader, so you'll always have something wonderful to read. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.